Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Someone open the phones up. Then exclusive IRS manual to tell DEA's use of hidden intel evidence. Absolutely. The entire government knows that they're spying on everything illegally, and they're targeting the general public and targeting anyone that doesn't want to be absorbed by the New World Order. We're going to get into my pre-review of Elysium. I'm going to see it tonight as it opens early at his theater in Austin. Also, we're going to get into announcements all over the world of combat robots to be on the streets. Ex-Border Patrol agents warn politicians helping cartels in USA. And I'm going to get to this quick report by David Knight, really detailing the chilling evidence of the most powerful mafia killing Michael Hastings. But right now, thanks for holding. George in Connecticut, or I guess that'd be FEMA Region 1 or 2, is it? Formerly of the U.S. What FEMA region are you in, George?
I think it's 1.
Well, that's it's good to be number 1.
And it's all liberals up here.
You mean people that associate their power with the corporate occupied robot takeover enemy, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's liberal slave land.
The anti-human eugenics guild, posing as
correct.
Liberals.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm calling for is, I haven't seen you mention it, but there's a site on Facebook called Coffee with a Cop. And it's something that's catching on across the country. Like, there's 176 cities, I think, that are actively involved in it right now. And my city in Connecticut is West Haven, Connecticut. And what you do is you call the police headquarters and you ask, you know, where is the next event, or they will, you know, or they will meet you somewhere if you indicate, and you can go in and talk about your concerns about, you know, the local situation, you know, and, you know, even mention federal government problems and so forth. And
yeah, that sounds good, and I haven't looked into that program myself, but even the cops themselves think it's good. But if it's federally funded, there are similar programs. If it's federally funded, they're actually getting intel on you, and it creates a Delphi technique. They found that if you feel like you're at the table, even though you're not, you will then knuckle under to what's coming. At the higher levels, if you're a professional, you get a Homeland Security visit, and they actually try to put you on the payroll as an outright spy. I'll just tell you this. The federal agenda is evil. Go ahead.
And that's how I read it also. I look at both sides. And, you know, you can see the postings, like, on the West Haven site. And you got one there in Texas. It's in a town called Farr, Pharr, I think. Farr, Texas.
Well, I mean, look, it's good to get citizens in to talk to police and get rid of that barrier. But the globalists create the artificial barrier. Then they come out with a plan. Oh, let's all be friends now. Like the Pentagon says, we want to have coffee with citizens. We're going to work with local blogs now. And they'll send the first guys that are friends that actually believe it, who are compartmentalized, before they send in the other operatives. And it's really all an intelligence gathering operation.
Exactly. Well, my wife and I appreciate the way you and your team, you know, get the truth out there, and something that we would never see on television.
Well, sir, unfortunately, I know I'm right, and I've done the research, and I get chills now. Not of fear, just shaking with the magnitude of what we face. I mean, we are in a giant, crazy science fiction movie, and the roller coaster's going up the tick, 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 tick. People are finally figuring out we're on a roller coaster. We haven't even gone over yet. The ride hadn't even started. So God bless you, sir. God bless you. I appreciate you. I say go to these things and use it to go, look, I know this is really a counterintelligence operation. You may not even know that, but I'm the real counterintelligence. And explain to them about the New World Order. Give them the book we sell, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, written back in the early 70s ago. Read this book. See how it all came true. Here's a film called Endgame by Alex Jones. You can get it on DVD, make copies, or give them a card with the address and say, listen, I bet you got a lot of family dying of cancer right now, don't you? Look up SV40. They put it in the vaccine.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the second hour here on this Thursday edition, 8-8. Be taking your phone calls here in a moment. We've got some guests popping in that started this highway overpass movement to call for the impeachment of Obama that's been very successful. Just kicked off 2 days ago. They're going to pop in and talk about the power of the people taking action. But I want to just briefly say something to listeners that just tuned in before I go to this brief special report with David Knight and then to your phone calls. When I'm walking down the hike and bike trail by myself, or when I'm sitting out on the back porch at midnight or early in the morning in that quiet, still, focused place, I think Psalms calls it the secret place of the Most High, you know, that calm, clear point. When I sit back and I think, what's most important to cover? What is the greatest threat to humanity? I realize it's the open-air genetic engineering of pharmacological crops to produce everything you can imagine. They can have corn, you name it, soybeans, grow live herpes virus, live HIV, grow chemicals. Plants are amazing. And they're already mutating with other plants. They have thousands of pharmacological crops. And a few times I've had people on the street come up and say I'm a liar because they just can't get their mind around. We're in the 21st century. It is Buck Rogers. And the only technology we're given out of the Chinese slave plants, they're now replacing the humans with robots, with the suicide nets, the forced drugging, the forced abortions, their death camps, you know, that Al Gore basically runs. Apple demands the most savage dehumanization, you know, systems. It's because it's liberal. It's trendy. As long as he says it's liberal and talks in a soft NPR neuro-linguistic programming voice, it's okay. Because it's, hi, I'm Al Gore, Jan Napolitano, we're putting up Jumbotron saying, watch your neighbors. That's not out of the running man or anything. Just go to sleep, go to sleep. Everything's, oh, we're here to help. The drones are here to help. When I really think about what's happening, they are butchering the genetic code of the planet. They are irrevocably carrying out horrible eugenics programs of soft kill against us, and they're launching surveillance systems through all the computers, all the software, all the dishwashers, washing machines, light bulbs are now surveilling through data going over power lines, into chips, in the light bulbs, on record. Mainline articles about the flicker rates to calm you. They're calming the police department with the new light bulb. The Pentagon designed it. Oh, it's liberal. And you're like, wow, I'm reading this in AP out of Minnesota. It also can, the feds can communicate with the police officers' computers now off the flicker rate. I mean, it's just total deployment, body snatcher level. It's a science fiction movie. And I realize that even my mind has trouble dealing with it and puts up buffers of cognitive dissonance to not be freaked out. And then it hits me. It hits me like a ton of bricks. That I just see the image of a symbol of a human smashing a robot. A classical 1950s-style archetypal robot with a human, a man standing with a woman and his children behind him, just like a cave bear at the cave, smashing the enemy. It's not that technology's bad, but the way it's been designed and the way it's been deployed is the end of us. And most people instinctively go, yeah, I know that's true, because you've been predictively programmed in the culture and the media and the sci-fi for now what's happening, because this is what they're doing. And people say, why aren't you scared? I mean, why do you go in the middle of a lake and swim 2 miles by yourself? They could send frogmen to kill you. I had a police detective was here, and he was telling me that. Or, you know, why do you go off and walk around by yourself in the woods? Why? Because, you know what, if they kill me, they're just killing themselves. They'll probably kill me down the road, folks. It's just the way it is. You think I'm worried about that one micron? When I realize they're already, for 60 years, been putting deadly fluoride in the water on record to brain damage people and give us high rates of cancer and low fertility. I'm ashamed of myself when I'm tired at a restaurant at 9 at night and I see a family with small kids on their iPads and iPhones and drinking fluoride water, that I'm just too tired to go over and tell them, hey, by the way, that's deadly, and have the dad laugh at me and then say, get away from my table. And I just go, I'll let those kids get hurt, I guess. I'm now complicit. Most of the time I get up and say something now. Most of the time I say, I see you're pregnant. You know, hey, you better check into vaccines. Not what they tell you, but what's on the insert. They didn't used to give pregnant women shots. Yeah, they're pressuring me now to get shots. And the husband's like, hey, buddy. And usually the woman's like, no, I want to hear about my baby. I'm like, sir, I have 3 children. I have a responsibility to warn you. And he's like, all right, but it's still kind of weird. And I go, and I'll get him by the hand and I'll say, I do this every day, folks. I say, if I see a pregnant woman with her husband especially, I'll get him by the hand. I'll say, I care about you. I have a responsibility to warn you. You know the government's evil. You know it's bad deep down. And you need to protect your wife. And then I'd leave it at that, and they'll both look at each other. And sometimes if they go, well, what's going on? I'll go, well, see how you thought it was strange for me to talk to you. We're humans. I'm not an iPad or a computer. I'm supposed to talk to you. Your brain's been rewired to not communicate with each other. And a lot of times I'll start getting tears in my eyes. I go, we've got to wake up together. That's who I really am, folks. They're killing us, for God's sakes. What is it going to take to get it through your head? That's why they've sent in Russian sex operatives on me in New York City. And, you know, I don't go get set up by them because I don't want the Russian sex operative. Number one, I don't want to cheat on my wife. Number two, it's not even a big temptation because I realize I'm in a giant war for humanity. I can't be distracted by the Marilyn Monroe lookalike, even though they know that's what is in my mind's eye. I can't be distracted by those things because it's a full-on war for the full future of humanity, and I'm committed to it. But the normal response is to warn everybody. The normal response is to go do banner hangs. The normal response is to go up to every cop you see and give them information. And if they bow up and act weird, you go, listen to me. You know stuff's in trouble. Do you care about your family? I had local police and then some MI5 guys and feds come around while I was at Bilderberg, and they tried to, one group tried to intimidate me and act weird. I knew who they were, and they couldn't believe I knew who they were. And I said, you know, I bet you got family dying of cancer right now. I go, look at this newspaper article. I happen to have it. I go, look, 40% of you are now going to have cancer. You think that's normal? Go ahead and act like Secret Agent Man or do something for humanity. They come back days later and go, here's all the info. You're right. We're sorry. That's right. You just need to join humanity right now. You know it was waiting there the entire time. You know it will fulfill you, or you can turn yourselves over to a bunch of hunchback globalists who think they're going to play God, who really just like to kill people. They're turning the whole planet over to AI, artificially intelligent, autonomous machines. Already, you're already in a Terminator movie. You're already being assessed right now by this. Well, I am the organic response to it, and I am the human response, and I am my ancestors' response to it, and you are your ancestors' response to it, and we are the bridge to the future of the human destiny to decide our development or stand out and be destroyed. I am not going to stand out and be destroyed. I am not going to say humans are junk. I'm not going to say you're ugly and evil and bad just because you've been programmed that way. What is a spirit? It is the program of evil or good. It is a virus or it is a protein. It is the wavelength. It is the mindset. And they have hit us with viruses of greed and deceit and lies and pettiness and backstabbing and manipulation. And that will bring us down, folks. They have used incredibly weaponized culture to destroy us. Let's go to this David Knight piece. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, on the very mysterious death of Michael Hastings. Very powerful piece from InfoWars Nightly News last night. Here it is.
2 weeks ago, a key witness in the trial of a mafia boss was found dead. He had said the best revenge is getting on the stand and looking him in the eye. It's going to be a great day. A couple of weeks later, Steve Rakes was dead. The police told the family it was suicide. But there were facts in the case that weren't consistent with suicide. His family said he wasn't suicidal or depressed. His body was found without phone or wallet, and his car was missing. A man with a story to tell about a secretive criminal organization with a history of murder. A man determined to tell that story, regardless of what happened to him. The man dies, and the physical evidence isn't consistent with the conclusion the police immediately jumped to. I'm not talking about the mafia witness now. I'm talking about Michael Hastings. The man who had information about the world's largest and most successful criminal organization, the CIA. The difference in the two stories is that Steve Rake's family and friends pushed back against the official story. They demanded and got an investigation. And after 2 weeks of investigation, they learned that he was murdered. Although the official story is that the murderer had his own agenda and wasn't working for the mafia boss. That hasn't happened with the Michael Hastings story. His wife, after initially saying she was going to take down whoever had killed Hastings, has now presented the perfect picture of a gleeful Stepford wife.
He always had at least 5 hot stories going. That was Michael's. You know, my gut here is that it was just a really tragic accident.
What a strange comment, and what a strange reversal. But then again, she did work as Director of Communications for the National Security Council. Hastings' apparent murder under suspicious circumstances while he was covering a story that was going to embarrass the government affects all of us, not just Hastings' wife. This goes to the heart of corruption and crime at the highest level of our government that's manifesting itself in multiple scandals that have roots with both parties over multiple administrations. Hastings' murder is an attempt to intimidate those who would report on the crimes of our government. And while the government may be spinning the story now and stonewalling on information, the truth will eventually come out. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight. State of Mind, a documentary that's carried by InfoWars.
Absolutely, and there's an ad for State of Mind at the end to wake people up. Available on InfoWarsStore.com. I promise I'm going to Dale, Kevin, and others straight ahead on the other side.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Because we've been incrementally conditioned to accept that the establishment can do whatever it wants. The government has hired more and more people who believe that the public is there to serve government, and that they are the masters, they are the authorities, they are the officials, they are the masters and not the servants. In fact, we have some footage that one of our reporters got last night. We're going to be playing later. Heard a big ruckus, opened his apartment door, and saw a SWAT team running around, and boy, they were real friendly to the fellow slave. Well, I guess they're not slaves. I was reading where all over the country, the government bureaucrats are exempt from the license plate cameras and the AI systems. And I was reading where Congress is exempt from Obamacare, and so the other bureaucracies, the feds, are going to exempt federal workers now. And I saw a bunch of other articles where government is exempt, but you're not exempt. You don't get a warning about the cancer viruses and the vaccines, the fluoride in the water, do you, dummies? No, you don't. No, you don't. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Oh, I've kind of been ranting a little bit about the technology.
No, I noticed. I'm afraid you're going to drop over. Don't do that. Take care of yourself. That's what you told me. Anyway, I was in the doctor's office yesterday. And get your take on this. Just an observation. I was waiting to see my eye doctor yesterday, and I'm there with my wife, and she reads something in the newspaper, and it goes, Obama this, Obama that. And I said, well, we need to figure out some way of making sure exactly the opposite happens of whatever this man wants. So the people in the doctor's office erupt in my face. Oh, give him a chance, give him a chance. And I said to myself, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have some fun with this. And I said, well, I said, he's had 5 years of a chance. And I said, he's just not getting the job done. And I said, this isn't left wing versus right wing. This is a man woefully engaged in the destruction of our country. And it just goes over their head, Alex. They just don't get it.
Well, I mean, here's what's happened. They have bought in, just like those email scams where you think you want $1 million, you just got to send them 5,000. You send them 5,000. The million doesn't come. Well, now they need 10,000. And a lot of families break up. People even have mental breakdowns, end up in mental institutions over this, believing that the millions are really coming. They don't want to believe they've been conned. That's what Obama is. It's a fraud to buy into, a movie star, basically, that they have an imaginary relationship with, and he acts like he likes them, just like an info babe, you know, licking her lips on Fox News. Guys think she likes you. It's a high-def television. Looks like a beautiful woman's there, you know, making the eyes that she's attracted to you. No, she's actually thousands of miles away. So these are just programmed zombies. And you've got to tell him that. You've got to go, look, he's a fiction controlled to program you. You've bought into him. You've been conned. And then say, I know you won't listen now. Later you will. I mean, that's why I say to feds and people, I go, hey, you notice a lot of people are dying of cancer right now. Go look up SV40 or other things, cancer viruses, and find out about the plan to put cancer viruses in there to reduce population. Your government is killing you. And they almost always go look it up and find out it's true and then freak out. Or they go, okay, they're killing me, big deal. But, you know, you got to just bypass them all the way and go right to the hardcore info. But, I mean, you know, they work at a doctor's office. They don't respect their patients. You know, the idea is you're a bunch of idiots. They're the experts. And so there's nothing more arrogant than the employees of most doctors. They're even more arrogant than the high priest in the white lab coat. And so how dare you come in there and even have an opinion? Shut your dirty mouth, bud.
Well, then I went on to say, you know, on the theme of the doctors, I said, did you realize that the implementation of Obamacare, and I haven't heard this too much, but is a woeful, frontal, direct attack on our constitutional freedoms?
Yeah, I mean, it gives all your data up to them. They can tell you what health care you get. It takes your money to give it to private corporations. Yeah, it's totally, totally evil.
They just don't get it. And I want to say to your listeners out there, anybody out there that doubts what this man is saying, stop it now. He's telling you the truth. But that's all I had, Alex.
God bless you, sir. We don't have time to go to the next guy, Kevin, until we come back. I'll get to Kevin, then I'll get to Ted and Rambo and Joseph. We'll get to all of you. 800-259-9231 is the number. Listen, I told you 15, 16 years ago the NSA was spying on you. I told you how they were doing it because it was all out then. And I told you, okay, the Pentagon's designed a worldwide control grid, and they say the same system they have in Fallujah is for us, and that we're all seen as the enemy. And then now they just put it out in the Army War College. I mean, this is all public, folks. And the globalists call themselves technocrats. So when I get up here and yell and scream about robot takeover, they're the ones saying that. I mean, the smart meters do control your power and charge you more and rip you off and dial into all your devices. They don't need Google cars to drive around now stealing all your wireless traffic. They just have a robot on the side of your house. They call it a smart meter. You could kill somebody and they thank you if you call it smart. Here, this is smart. Boom,
we're
boom,
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Talking to James Neighbors, founder and joined by co-founder Dallas Thurman of Overpass.org. They've got a bunch of amazing videos of convoys of troops cheering them and honking when they say impeach Obama. People trying to start fights with them, coming over and pushing on them, who again, hate the First Amendment. But it's important to exercise the First Amendment, period, whether it's against GMOs or pro-Second Amendment. A lot of these groups are out there. It's really nonpartisan. It's for Obama's violation of the Constitution. We're going to be talking to them in a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, the revolution against the technocrats is to not take their deadly vaccines, which are they're on record spiking. It's not that vaccine science doesn't have some real efficacy behind it. It's that they jack them on record. They're eugenicist killers. You know, the Tuskegee-type folks, you know, forced abortion-type folks, the shadow government people. You don't want to take anything they're pushing on you. The folks that say DU, safe for our troops to use, when they know full well what it does. That's the rest of the story. Okay, so they want to say, oh, this is anti-science guy. No, no, I know the science. They banned Gardasil all over the world. They found that it's a sterilant to sterilize women. Told you that 8 years ago. 8 years ago. I mean, I looked at who was funding it. Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. He says we're giving these shots so people don't have kids. Wow, who'd have thunk that? Excuse me, I'm now ranting. I just get so angry, man. I don't like this. They're attacking this, and I'm tired of it. Excuse me. I'm going to settle down right there. The point is you need to purify your water. And we sell the best vitamins, minerals, water purifiers, Modafylon, the best seaweed extract, you name it. We sell the best stuff, period, at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds and puts fuel in my war machine against the New World Order. And we need a lot more funds to ram over the enemy. 110%. I am 100% ramming speed. And I need fuel to accelerate even more to just absolutely slam them. All right, and I got a bunch of plans. So get to InfoWarsStore.com and get great books, videos, ProPure, lowest cost, 10% off promo code WATER. You don't only get great products, you get the lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. And we got all the great Interfood stuff in there. We've got just, you know, so much of it, the turmeric, all of it, the very best brands, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can call and ask questions, ask about different discounts, and order via the telephone if you'd like, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. We'll get you to the very same place. And I want to thank everybody for your support, buying the books, the videos, all of it, the new film, State of Mind that I'm in, that we're distributing, all of it. It's all a win-win-win-win-win in the fight against the tyrants. And again, folks, I tend to start getting angry on air sometimes, and it comes off sometimes like WWF wrestling. That is an imitation of what every culture looks like when people are getting hyped up to go to war. And that's just instinctively how I am. When I start thinking about the thousands of things the globalists are doing to us, I get very, very upset and very, very agitated. I mean, I was yelling during the break, ladies and gentlemen, because I understand that we're under attack. People go, man, that's like crazy. No, that's not. That's what a male does when they realize they're under attack. They get fired up to do something about it and then take action. I'm up here sometimes at 10 o'clock at night on the deadline. I'm exhausted. I can't get the work done. My brain's not working. I don't go drink coffee, folks. I literally just think about what the New World Order's doing. And I pull up pictures of little kids that they've taken in foster care and tortured and murdered. That's my cup of coffee. They need me to come to their aid. That's normal. I'm here to champion the innocent, and you should be too. You should take it personal when somebody tramples on your rights and tries to walk on you and tread on you. That's the mark of a free human and free civilizations. The mark of slaves is not getting angry about this stuff. In fact, I saw a quote that I'd seen before, and I thought it was powerful, so I tweeted it out last night. It's up on InfoWars.com. Let me find it. This was said by Yamamoto Hargakure. The way of the samurai is in desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. And that is what we need to do politically. The way we need to be desperate. The enemy's desperate against us, desperate to do evil. We have to desperately resist them. Desperately. Desperately. When a child gets stuck under a car, it's been recorded hundreds of times, and a woman picks up 1,000-plus pounds or 2,000 and shoves the car up the kid because it's begging and squealing for mommy, and the cops pull up and see some little woman pick a car up. They go, that's desperateness. That is the way of the desperate. All right, that's what I'm telling you. It's time to get desperate because we're in desperate situation. And the people we've got on next, they are desperate. I'm going to say it again. The way of the samurai is in desperateness. Go to Real Alex Jones and retweet it. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. And that's what it's all about. You've got to find that desperateness in you, that real human power. That's where it's really at. That's where you're going to find God. That's where you're going to find honor and truth. That's where you're going to find everything. And that's when you're going to stop having fear. The only fear is letting this scum run all over us. They're going to go down and they're going to burn in hell. Excuse me. Now, I apologize to our guest. I'm just really fired up. I pushed him back 30 minutes because I'm so wound up and I wanted to settle down before I got him on, and I can't do it. I like what they're doing because it is, it's a bare minimum. It's a little bit of desperateness. It's getting out on the highways. It's going out there without permits, which are unconstitutional, and hanging banners and communicating. And telling and letting some scum come over and try to shove them, and letting the military honk, and letting everybody know we're waking people up, and you know, the 90% of support they're getting out there, just a couple guys get together, launch this, and now thousands all over the country have done it, thousands in LA alone, hundreds in Austin now, more people, and they will encourage others that will still encourage others on top of that. And sure, no plan's perfect, but they're getting up off their butt, they're getting in motion, they're putting themselves against the New World Order, against the machine. James Neighbors and Dallas Thurman, while you're talking, we'll be playing some video stuff over the back of you, and I'm kind of wound up today, but good job taking action. Guys, tell us about the idea, when you had it, and when the next actions are.
Well, the idea, it's something that's been brewing in me for a long time, trying to find, this is James, by the way, everybody, you know, it's something I've been trying to find a means to, you know, to fight back for a very long time. And, you know, because let's face it, the world is headed down the tubes if we don't stop what is happening, and if we don't stand up, we're headed for a very, very dark place, you know, In the process of trying to find some means to do that, I came across an article about a protest out in California, and just kept getting drawn back to it, and drawn back to it, and drawn back to it. And it finally just occurred to me that what was going on out there with those people could be duplicated anywhere. Anybody that's got the smallest amount of motivation to make their life better, to stop the government corruption and the, you know, the endless abuses to the American people and to civilization, to all of humanity, anybody with any motivation at all could get out there and do something. And that's the biggest problem that's going on right now, is the fact that people have started to accept the fact that there's nothing they can do, and it could not be farther from the truth. The fact is, everybody can do something. You just have to make the decision to do something. The only person that stops anybody from doing something is the person that decides they're not going to. And, you know, we came up with the, you know, the whole idea just kind of came across just to, you know, instead of going to Washington, D.C. and facing a media blackout where nobody would hear about it, you know, if we're everywhere where everybody can see us, they'll learn that the mainstream media is lying to them. And we'll start causing people to question things and to see that they'll have hope and that they can do something. And they don't have to worry about losing their job or taking a week off of work to travel to D.C. just to not be heard. They can be seen and heard by everybody where they live. And that's, you know, that's the most important thing.
What about this incredible footage of the cops shoving somebody that was out there at the deal? This didn't happen in most areas. Talk about North Korea, and then they grabbed the person again. Well, what happened there?
They came up and asked him to take his signs down, and he went through, and this is Dallas, by the way, and he had all the legal DOT standards for California, and he kept, as you can see in the video, Alex, he kept trying to show it to him and show it to him and show it to him. But, like, the police state, they want absolutely nothing to do with.
You know, I'm getting the point. I'm going to be honest. I'm getting the point where I see cops doing something like that. That's what I got to be honest about. I can't take much more of this crap.
No.
I mean, I'm getting the
point. What we're trying to do is try to raise the attention of it, and that's why I sent those videos in to y'all, you know. Spread it out there. Look at what they're doing to Americans who are just simply trying to exercise their First Amendment.
Yeah, they let the illegal aliens take over the highways, and they let the anti-gunners, whoever they want. But you go hold up a sign saying impeach Obama, they come beat you up.
Yeah, like the Trayvon Martin people. Look at them. They just swarmed to the freeways. And here we are peacefully holding up signs, trying to wake up America. Hey, come join us, overpasses.org. We want your attention. We want to show you that there's a platform for Americans that want the freedom back of this nation.
Man, those cops.
Join us and stand up.
Were those
cops come in and just absolutely take it over?
What department were those?
CHP, I believe it was.
Very shameful.
Very.
Yeah, the Highway Patrol. What's been interesting about it is the local police in almost every instance has been very supportive of what we're doing. it's the highway patrols that we're having 99% of all the trouble with.
Well, I tell you the answer. I want 100 times what's happened, especially in these North Korean areas like California. Stuff like this didn't happen in Texas. The police were supportive. I mean, just the First Amendment. We need to take over overpasses everywhere. And I'm telling you, man, these cops need to be sued. I mean, because shoving somebody and knocking them down on the ground like that, that can kill somebody. And they just think we're there as doormats to be walked on by them. And they're such idiots because the New World Order is on record going to take their stupid pension.
You know, and them pushing their own personal agenda against our civil liberties and our civil rights it's unacceptable. You know, and I contacted Brian, the individual who was actually pushed down. And I told him, hey, you know, if you want to help push this further, let me know. I'm by your side. I will help you go to the extent of the ends of the world.
Well, I mean, it's now time. It's now time. These government billboards with their propaganda, people know what to do. It's now time with the bumper stickers, people know what to do. Our founders did that for decades before the war. It's time to get aggressive in the info war. They don't like people out on the highways? Well, just wait what you're going to get.
Yeah, there's a writing on the wall, and we're trying to do it through peaceful manner.
Unbelievable.
Through the framework of the Constitution is what we're trying to achieve this action. But
well, tell us about, now I noticed the military, we've got the video of this, but I'm going to play some of the audio. Cue up the military convoy honking. They'll probably find out who they are and try to get them in trouble. But you got overwhelming support from the videos I saw all over the country, but even in California, of people honking on the highway for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The video, I believe, was in Delaware as well, where they had a previous incident with somebody from Delaware, where they had a state trooper come out and tell them that they had to move off the overpass. It was private property. Well, it's not private property if it belongs to the taxpayers.
It's That's right.
The public property. So he was misinformed, and he made this move. But so they went back out and encouraged him, hey, you know, y'all get back out there and keep doing what you're doing. What they're doing is wrong. I said, but look up the codes in which that officer violated. Take him with you. And then when he comes back, show him to him. So it just so happened when they went out the second part of the day, that's when the military convoy came by, you know, and to see the military convoy honking in support, waving in support, you know, that's kind of a good feeling to know that, hey, at least some of our soldiers here in the United States are willing to stand up with the citizens and say, hey, you know, enough's enough. You know, out here in Houston, I had a retired NCO officer I was speaking with, and I tried to get his mutual consensus of the officers that he worked with, and he said they can't stand Obama, that they cannot stand him. You know, and he asked them if they were told to ever go and go against the citizens of the United States, what they would do. He said majority of them would tell their men, come on home, let's go protect our neighborhoods. You know, so Mr. Obama's got something else coming if he thinks that he's going to swoop in and take over this nation with the military.
Well, they're certainly gearing up for it. There's no doubt. Well, gentlemen, you've got hundreds of thousands signed up now on your Facebook and tweets and Twitters and all the other places. Tweets and Twitters. I sound like Rick Perry on your Twitter. How do folks come out and join you? I mean, let me tell you what I did. I put out, now it's close to 1 million free bumper stickers in the magazines. And mailed out free bumper stickers to folks that wanted them. And I kept seeing them stick these anti-human stickers down on the hike and bike trail. And I'd seen a few of my stickers stuck up by somebody, not by me. And somebody was peeling them down and putting up their commie stickers over them. So somebody went down there with hundreds one night and stuck them up with super glue so you can't get them off. Gee, I wonder who it was. You know, that's my answer to this. Somebody tells me I can't hang banners up. I'm going to hang banners up every night and every day forever. That's the answer to tyranny. Just they escalate with us, we escalate with them. What do you say to that?
We've had discussions about that, and we'll leave it at that.
You know,
we have had discussions about it, and we do have plans.
You know, the fact is that everybody that thinks they want to do something or says they want to do something, until the rubber meets the road, it's all talk. The fact is that we've got to have people out there, not in the dozens, but in the thousands, in the millions.
Exactly.
And you know, we have to have so many people out there that there is no police force large enough to arrest everybody.
Well, in most places, they're smart. Even if they're tyrannical, they know making an issue out of it will only bring more to resist. But in California, obviously, they're so drunk on evil and all the dead babies and all the drug dealing and all the child molestation the government runs out there that they think they can do whatever they want. The answer, especially in California, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're against this tyranny, if you're a real liberal who's against the NSA spying, everybody needs to come out everywhere on your overpass or your street corner and your capitals, whatever. Get out there. And when you see somebody, folks, doing this, you pull over and join them. Even if it's for an hour. The reason they want you off the streets is they know this is how revolutions start, peaceful revolutions. And let me tell you, if they start hurting people, it's going to cause a physical one because we're sick of their North Korean garbage. When is the next event?
August 17th is our next national event. Every state's got something planned locally in between now and then. And so, you know, you just have to get on our Facebook page and look for that info. We're also starting to transfer all of the dates onto the website so people that don't do Facebook can participate as well. I mean, just all you have to do is just go to Facebook and search for Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment, or just go to overpasses.org and, you know, just join up. I mean, even if you only have 15 minutes on the way to work or on the way from work, or, you know, on the way to go do something, 15 minutes standing there, it's better than nothing. You're doing something. You're taking a step in the right direction.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and you guys have done it. Overpasses.org. The time for talk is over. This initiative is only one salvo in the overall war for human liberty. We, humanity, are on the march. The globalist empire is on the run. Stay with us.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have...
Wonder where they're off to.
Where this video was shot with the military driving by honking back at you guys.
I believe that one was in Delaware.
Well, so this happened all over the country. We saw a lot of it going on in Austin, Texas. So great job, guys. And I hope now that it's getting more attention that you'll get hundreds out of each event. And I hope that all the so-called neocon talk show hosts who won't ever really oppose Obama and the globalists, I hope they'll all get behind this. Have any of the other big talk show hosts had you guys on about this yet?
We've been on a couple podcasts, and that's about the extent of it.
No. I'm talking about Sean Hannity. I'm talking about Glenn Beck. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Now, we contacted them several times. I was actually on Dr. Gina's show on the 6th, and I wish we'd been 15 minutes later on there, because as soon as I got off of that show, that's when the Highway Patrol came to shut us down in Oklahoma City. And what's ironic about it is they said we were a danger to traffic, but the only time traffic was having any issues is when they were there. The danger to the traffic was them, not us.
Well, I mean, it's pure North Korean garbage. And the answer is for more people to show up. And again, you're going to target coming up August 17th. I think that's great. What is that? Is that next? What day is that next week?
That's a Saturday.
Everybody needs to get out there Saturday and videotape any police that are unconstitutional saying don't be there and put that out. But again, it's all about intimidation. Slaves don't go out on the streets. You know, what are they going to use? Water cannons and German shepherds like your Martin Luther King or somebody?
You know, we're hoping to compile, Alex, all the video and pictures we can get. These officers coming out there just acting like foot soldiers, you know, just not knowing the Constitution. Like, for example, I had a conversation with the Texas DOT. We had a deal out in Amarillo where the police showed up, and the DOT told the officers that what they're doing is wrong and they cannot do it any longer. So they reached out, contacted me, and I spent the morning on the telephone with the gentleman from Miguel, I think his name is, the actual supervisor that was out there. You know, and I told him, I said, hey, have you ever read the Constitution? I said, do you understand what you're telling people? No, sir. Then he tried to pass the buck back off to the police department. You know, and we're getting circles. We're getting circles. But
no, it shows this country.
Regulation.
This country is, folks, they're illegally spying. They're gutting $85 billion to foreign banks. They've had a criminal takeover, and they want now the police to engage in criminal activity. And I'm telling you, the answer is to quadruple what you're doing. And, folks, even if you can't show up on an overpass to really reach thousands, do it on the side of a street at a busy intersection, just like the people that are out there, you know, promoting condos for sale or whatever, or a restaurant, and let them try to say something there. You'll get past caring if somebody in an outfit, in a costume, because when they're violating the Bill of Rights Constitution, they're a clown in a costume.
Exactly.
They have disgraced their uniform that is supposedly the symbol, and that flag that's a symbol of the rights they're wiping their big fat butts with. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but these are just graceful people. Now, in most areas I saw videos, the police are very supportive of the First Amendment and don't want to live in North Korea, and that's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Here in Houston, they're very good. Yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, the day before, they came out, and we have a diplomatical officer of some sort. She follows everywhere we go. She has a black charger. Then we had another special unit assigned to the protest, you know. And when I was done, I gave them each a little American flag.
Exactly. I've had that same unit down there protesting the Federal Reserve. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We'll get an update from you next Friday if you can do it. But why wait, folks? Get out on overpasses now. Get out in your neighborhood now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.